What if everything you believed about aging in your brain was wrong? For decades, we've accepted a grim narrative. Our brains peak in our 20s, then slide into inevitable decline, with dementia lurking as an unavoidable fate. But here's the truth that changes everything. Your brain can generate new cells at 70 just as vigorously as at 25. Every 4 seconds, someone develops dementia worldwide. Yet over 90% of brain health isn't locked in your genes. It lives in your daily choices. This isn't about preventing disease. It's about unleashing cognitive potential you didn't know you had. Stand in an operating room and watch a living brain pulsate beneath surgical lights. It's not the gray, rubbery mass from textbooks, but a glistening pink organ with whitish-yellow patches crisscrossed by blood vessels, trembling with each heartbeat. Its consistency resembles gelatin, surprisingly fragile for something that contains your entire existence. Weighing barely 3 pounds, it devours 20% of your body's blood and oxygen, despite representing only 2.5% of your weight. What makes human brains extraordinary isn't just size, but architecture. Our brain-to-body ratio of 140 dwarfs other mammals. While we share a reptilian brain managing breathing and heartbeat with lizards, our massive cerebral cortex, 2 square feet when unfolded, enables language, abstract thought, and the ability to ponder our own existence. Inside, roughly 100 billion neurons connect through trillions of synapses, creating networks more complex than any computer ever built. The brain you have today isn't the brain you're stuck with tomorrow. Memory rewrites itself with each recall. Elizabeth Loftus proved this by convincing people they'd met Bugs Bunny at Disneyland. Impossible, since Bugs is a Warner Bros. Character. Our memories blend fact with interpretation, filtered through beliefs and emotions. Memory unfolds in 3 acts: encoding, capturing experiences, storage, shuttling between short-term and long-term vaults, and retrieval, pulling memories back. Your hippocampus decides what deserves shelf space. At the cellular level, neurons strengthen connections through repeated firing, why practicing piano scales eventually feels automatic. Without attention, memories never form. Sleep completes the process, transferring short-term memories into long-term storage. Consider Phineas Gage, who survived an iron rod blasting through his skull in 1848. His recovery revealed the brain rewires and forges new pathways throughout life. Columbia University researchers demonstrated in 2018 that healthy older adults generate as many new brain cells as younger people. The critical factor? Maintaining overall health to support this cellular renewal. Cognitive decline often begins decades before symptoms emerge. A 30-year-old might already be on the path to Alzheimer's without knowing. Despite a century of research, we can't pinpoint exact causes. The amyloid hypothesis, that sticky protein plaques strangle neural synapses, dominated research for years, yet drugs targeting these plaques failed spectacularly. Harvard researchers now propose beta amyloid might actually be an antimicrobial peptide, the immune system's response to infection rather than the cause itself. Multiple mechanisms likely conspire: inflammation, vascular problems, metabolic disorders, toxic exposures, infections, head trauma. Not everyone with plaque-filled brains develops dementia. Some possess genetic advantages for clearing damage. Here's the liberating truth. Aging itself isn't disease. Older people aren't doomed to forget. They gain advantages in vocabulary, character judgment, and emotional regulation. Dementia isn't inevitable. Learning happens at any age through neurogenesis in the hippocampus and neuroplasticity forming new connections. Your brain isn't hardwired. It's perpetually under construction. Exercise is the single most powerful action for enhancing brain function, with effects starting immediately. In 2018, the American Academy of Neurology reviewed 8 medications for slowing cognitive decline to Alzheimer's. None worked, while twice-weekly exercise showed possible benefits. After just 1 hour of movement, you think more quickly and clearly while maintaining focus. Our genome evolved expecting frequent physical challenge, not 23 hours of sitting. Exercise reduces blood sugar and inflammation while stimulating growth factors supporting new neurons and blood vessel growth. It measurably reduces stress and anxiety while improving sleep and mood. Research shows physically active people have lower cognitive decline risk, with fitness correlating to better processing skills in aging brains. Treat exercise as non-negotiable as brushing teeth. Your brain didn't evolve for thinking. It evolved for movement. Honor that evolutionary contract. Active aging requires challenging your brain to harness its plastic power. Delaying retirement reduces dementia risk by 3.2% per additional work year through cognitive reserve, your brain's ability to create alternative neural pathways around damage. Autopsy research reveals identical brain pathology in people with vastly different cognitive abilities. Some showed no symptoms despite severe damage, like a road network, offering alternative routes when one becomes blocked. Ongoing mental stimulation throughout life builds cognitive reserve. You can't rely on past education alone. While 92% of Americans over 50 believe puzzles protect brain health, evidence disagrees. Commercial brain games may improve working memory, but don't enhance broader functions like reasoning. Learning new skills, languages, cooking, music, coding, provides superior stimulation, especially when pushing beyond comfort zones. Bilingualism protects aging brains even as Alzheimer's begins. A strong sense of purpose also safeguards brain health, with purpose-driven older adults 20% less likely to develop dementia through better self-care, stress management, reduced inflammation, and prevention of microscopic brain infarcts. Sleep isn't neural idleness. It's critical replenishment affecting every system. Yet 2/3 of people in developed countries are chronically sleep-deprived. Humans need 7 to 8 hours nightly. Less increases risks for dementia, depression, heart disease, and diabetes. Research confirms sleep's role in memory consolidation, with sleep spindles moving memories from hippocampus to neocortex. The brain's glymphatic system, a waste clearance pathway, goes into overdrive during sleep. Cerebrospinal fluid flow increases dramatically, washing away toxic proteins. Sleep-deprived mice developed twice as many amyloid plaques as well-rested ones. As we age, this cleansing becomes 40% less efficient. Poor sleep prevents brain cleansing, leading to amyloid buildup that triggers Alzheimer's, which further disrupts sleep. Beyond sleep, we need waking rest. Regular volunteering, gratitude, forgiveness, and laughter improve mental well-being. Take screen breaks and tackle one task at a time. Nutrition significantly impacts dementia risk. Follow the SHARP approach. Slash sugar, hydrate smartly, add omega-3s, reduce portions, plan ahead. Americans consume 163 grams of refined sugar daily, affecting cognition and causing insulin resistance, potentially type 3 diabetes in the brain. Our ancestors consumed omega-6 to omega-3 fats at 1 to 1. Today's ratio is 12 to 1 to 25 to 1. Fatty fish, flaxseed, and nuts provide beneficial omega-3s, especially DHA for neuronal membranes. Intermittent fasting, limiting calories at least 2 days weekly, improves hippocampal connections while protecting neurons. The Harvard study of adult development reveals that strong relationships, not wealth or fame, drive health and happiness. Social connections promote well-being while loneliness proves toxic. Quality matters more than quantity. Even bickering couples maintained sharp memories if they fundamentally trusted each other. Married people show lower dementia risk than divorcees, while social engagement buffers stresses brain damage. Yet 1/3 of Americans over 65 live alone, and social isolation increases heart disease risk by 29%, stroke risk by 32%, and accelerates cognitive decline. Combat shrinking networks by actively seeking connections. Rekindle old relationships or form new ones through family and community. Volunteering provides both connection and purpose, a double benefit for brain health. Even brief interactions with a barista provide meaningful cognitive support. Quality trumps quantity. A few deep, authentic connections where you feel truly seen provide more brain protection than numerous superficial acquaintances. Vulnerability creates psychological safety, allowing your brain to relax its vigilant systems. Human connection evolved as essential to survival. Our brains still interpret social isolation as a threat. Your brain isn't a solo instrument. It's part of an orchestra that plays its best music when connected to others.